to Sanchez. What a finish!
Coach, Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Bring gems with no regard for human life.
Curry for three. What a night for Stephen Curry.
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale.
Manchester United have reached the promised land.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Don't wish, I'm glad you're just old. Thank you, Irvin. Get back, yo.
Cavaliers have just won the first ABA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant for the win. Bam!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Hello, audio audience. Welcome to this week's High Sports. I'm the producer of this Masters High Sports event. Love Sports, the radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In the World Sports News, Letty and Yvonne bring us the latest sports news around the world. In the highlight game, Ennis and Manny gonna take you to the NBA preseason game between the Bulls and the Cavaliers. The following section is the talk show. Today we have Kerry and Billy in our studio. What are they going to talk about? I'm also looking forward to it. Moving to the weekly foresee, Steve and Yvette will predict the opening game of this NBA regular season. In today's Your Man, followed by the ritual, let's explore the world of figure skating. In the last, Ada will lead you to the Italian legend Francesco Totti. Now, let's kick off with the World Sports News.
Hello everyone, we highlighters are back. Welcome to this turn's first phase, World Sports News. I'm Ivan.
Hello, glad to see you all. I'm Letty.
This time, we'll not only focus on the recent news, but also cover the big events over the long summer vacation. First, let's have a brief look at what a new flash we got.
The 2016 Rio Olympic Games was held successfully. China won 26 gold medals, 18 silver medals, and 26 bronze medals this time.
Golden State Warriors is the most watched team this season in that it has the new core four. But several days ago, new Warriors lost his first game. Until now, in the preseason games of NBA, Houston Rockets is the first one.
Beyond expectation, as one of the best football teams in the world, Barcelona took a 3-4 defeat over Celta de Vigo. Another great team, Real Madrid, has already got three draws.
At present, in the La Liga, Atletico Madrid gets the same scores with the Real Madrid. The defending champion Leicester has a poor performance in the Premier League while Manchester City FC cut a figure.
What's more, UEFA Champions League is coming. Hope it will be wonderful.
Now let's check all this in detail.
In the Rio Olympic Games, the most impressive thing for Chinese is that China's women's volleyball team won gold medal. This medal had been waited for 12 years. Long Ping, coach of the volleyball team, has become the first to win volleyball gold, both as a coach and a player. As usual, our dream team in ping pong nearly won all the medals in its part.
Once again, Jamaica's Usain Bolt, 29, has proven that he's indisputably the fastest man in the world. On August 15, Bolt finished the men's 100-meter dash in just 9.81 seconds, taking the gold in this event for an unprecedented third consecutive time. We are lucky enough to live in a generation to witness some true legends. Usain Bolt, the fastest man on the ground, and Michael Phelps, the fastest man in the water. The phenomenal Phelps finished his first Olympic with 5 golds, and now he has 23 gold Olympic medals in his collection.
In July, Durant finally chose to join the Warriors. It's clear that his decision gave Oklahoma City Thunder a blow. On the contrary, Curry, Durant, Thompson, and Green formed the new core four. They set up the coalition's best offense. But a very serious question is, they need time to fit each other, because in this season, there are many new members in team. The two MVP are still young. Their team has endless possibilities.
Barcelona's defeat is a little bit unacceptable for the midfielder was blown for 3 times. Maybe Iniesta and Messi's absence had an impact on the team. In addition, it seems that the Real Madrid statues isn't good either in the beginning of this season. Leicester is a dark horse last time. However, in recent days, its performance is bad. And yet, traditional strong team Manchester City FC shows strong power and dominant possession.
So that's all for today's World Sports News. See you next week.
See you.
Hey.
Hello everyone, it's time for this week's highlight game. I'm Manny from ICUC.
I'm Ines, majoring Spanish from Foreign Language Department. This year we are going to share some interesting sports games with you. Hope we could have a pleasant season.
So, I believe many of us have been waiting for the new NBA season for a couple of days, haven't we?
Definitely, and the preseason has already started. After the adjustment for the teams in the off-season, a few star players have left their old teams. The one way is one of them. Leaving the Heat breaks the heart of many fans, but he has also found great partners. With the determination to win an NBA champion, Rajon Rondo signed the Chicago Bulls as a free agent. Robin Lopez, a center that's a specialist at defense, joined the Bulls following the trade of Derrick Rose. I'm looking forward to seeing them show a strong chemical reaction.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Rajon Rondo. I think he's one of the best point guards in the NBA.
So you must watch the game between Bulls and Cavaliers on October 14.
Of course, the Bulls reversed the game. 118-108. Rondo got 20 points, 6 rebounds and 6 assists. Wade got 11 points and 6 rebounds. Gibson did a great job by bringing double-double.
Because of the back-to-back games, James wasn't on the court, so the other Cavaliers' leading players, they all rested in this game. However, by shooting in 5 balls continuously, Cavaliers had a great start. As you see, their alternates did well. At the first quarter, Cavaliers lead Bulls to 35-26.
But Bulls also made some fabulous moments. Dwayne Wade, 7 minutes left in the first quarter, with a nice feed to Taj Gibson, and he did an easy slam. When there's only 24 seconds left, he quickly turned and dropped a defender, making a definitely Wade's goal. Rondo also looking pretty dizzy, and he played a behind-back fake, scoring 2 points in the middle of the first quarter.
At the second quarter, Wade took the lead in making a layup for Chicago Bulls, and the Bulls hit 7-2 attack Wade to narrow difference, but Cavaliers fall back and expanded the score to 2 figures. The second quarter finished with 54-63, the Bulls still fell behind.
At the third quarter, Gibson and McDermott devoted 13 scores together. However, Cavaliers responded 12 scores. Cavaliers kept ahead after half of quarter, and then the Bulls asked for a pause. After that, they opened fire and started the fourth quarter with 6 points ahead.
They finally made some shots and limited opposing team.
Great, and we are glad to see that they keep their fiery feel and hold their dominant position. Finally, Bulls won the game in their home. Congratulations to them.
For Bulls, they did well in the half court. It's a back-to-back game for Cavaliers, but they played well. Their young alternates show great potential, and we can see that they will be a very helpful army to win in the NBA final.
Although the Bulls fell behind at the beginning, they made an adjustment in mid-court. Rondo, Wade and Gibson brought their superiority into full play. Though they won the game, there's a long way they need to go. Winning this game means nothing. To achieve better scores, in my opinion, Wade, Rondo and Butler have to cooperate and use their ability to end the games.
Before the games, we all expected that Wade may meet James, his old friend on court. Unfortunately, James just got rest. 3 years ago, they had got the champion ring together in the Heat. Time passed and everything changed. Wade came back to the place he born in. James went back to Cleveland. James brought the champion back last season. I hope Wade will bring glory to his hometown. About Rondo, he struggled for a few seasons after he left Boston. He spared no efforts to show that he's still the best. I think he can do it with the Bulls.
This is the highlight game. If you missed this game, you can watch the highlights on the internet. Thank you for being with us.
See you next week at the same time. I'm Inez.
And Manny.
Coming next is Weekly for C. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this semester's first Weekly for C. I'm your old friend Yvette, and we have our new journalist Steve in the studio with me today.
Hi, I'm Steve, and glad to see you all. This is my first time to host the Weekly for C, and I hope all the audience will enjoy this section.
The NBA regular season will start in this week. New York Knicks will challenge the defending champions, Cleveland Cavaliers, at Quicken Loans Arena on Wednesday. Do you think Cavs can get their first victory that day?
Definitely. I believe King James and his team will use their great performance to show what the NBA champion means.
Oh, I can still remember how excited I was when I saw Aaron's three-pointer and LeBron's block on Iguodala.
You can't ignore Kevin Love's excellent defense against Curry. Obviously, the Cavs is better than the Knicks in both offense and defense. I mean, the capacity gap between these two teams is extremely wide. The Knicks didn't even get into the playoffs. However, the opponent of Knicks is last year's champion.
You're right, but the Knicks have just gone through a successful offseason. They signed Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah this summer. They also got their new coach Jeff Hornacek. This allows Knicks to build a new squad. As long as these veterans work well with each other, I believe that Knicks will have a much better regular season.
Yeah, I'm also glad to see that Carmelo Anthony can have more teammates. Besides these new teammates, the paramount for New York's this season is Porzingis' health. Porzingis is a talented rookie, suffered groin injury in the last season. He's a great surprise to the Knicks fans, but disappointed them due to the injury. Rose and Noah used to be the members of the All-NBA team. Though they just experienced a terrible season in the bubble, I believe that they will have a new start in New York.
But the Knicks do have a long way to go. Recently, Rose has been accused of sexual assault, though he declared that his training would not be disturbed by the case. He still has to put some time on dealing with this. To ensure he could spend enough time on the training court with his new teammates, he ought to try to get rid of it as soon as possible. What's more, both Rose and Noah should try to keep healthy. They missed a lot of games last season, and that's the main reason that Phoenix played last season not that well. However, if this four-star can develop a good chemistry during the season, they do have a chance to become an outstanding team in the Eastern Division.
Anyway, all the players of the Knicks have a strong desire to win. They won't allow their team to be easily destroyed by the Cavaliers. Meanwhile, LeBron is a player whose goal is to go beyond Michael Jordan and become one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He won't be satisfied with his three championships, and that's why the team tried to keep their core members this summer. Even J.R. Smith earned a big contract. They are heading to their next championship.
Wait, I had to remind you that Matthew Dellavedova is now playing for the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know what? That's not the worst news to the Cavaliers fans. It is reported that Tristan Thompson is now dating with Khloe Kardashian. We all know what happened to James Harden at the beginning of the last season. So, who knows what's going to happen on Thompson this season? Anyway, since their goal is to win the NBA championship, James and his team need to be firing even at the beginning of the coming season.
By the way, Knicks is a team who have a huge amount of fans, so it decays. Millions of basketball fans will pay a close attention to the game on Wednesday.
Sure, nobody would like to miss the opening game. The Cavaliers will start their title defense that day. I predict that they will smash the Knicks by at least 15 points.
I think the gap will be no more than 10 points.
I'm really looking forward to the game. The game is at 8 o'clock, October the 26th.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
That's all for this week's Weekly for C. I'm Steve.
I'm Yvette. Coming next is The Great. See you in next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, welcome to The Great, I'm Mada. There is a creative offensive playmaker who is famous for his vision, technical ability, and goal scoring is considered to be one of the greatest Italian players of all time. One of the most talented players of his generation and also Roma's greatest ever player. Chinese fans amiably call him the King of War. He is Francesco Totti. Last month, he has just taken his 40th birthday. take the chance, I'm going to review the career of Francesco Totti, born on September the 27th in 1976. Totti is an Italian professional footballer who plays for and captains Roma. He has spent his entire career at Roma, a 2006 FIFA World Cup winner and UEFA Euro 2000 finalist with Italy. Totti was selected in the All-Star team for both tournaments. He also represented his country at the 2000 World Cup and at Euro 2004. He has won several individual awards, the most important of which are the 2007 European Golden Shoe and the Golden Foot. In 2004, he was named in the FIFA 100, a list of the world's greatest living players selected by Pelé as part of FIFA's centenary celebrations. Totti was born in Roma. He was raised in the Porta Mettoni neighborhood. Totti began to play youth team football at the age of 8 with Fortitudo, later joining Smith, Trastevere and Lodigiani. After 3 years in the youth team, Totti made his first appearance for Roma's senior side in Serie A at the age of 16. By 1995, Totti had become a regular in Roma's starting lineup and scored 16 goals during the next 3 seasons. While creating several more, as his talent was praised by his manager Mazzoni. Totti's years under Sammann represented a period of both physical and mental maturation as a player. His new role as the left winger made him become physically more powerful, fit, hardworking, and complete. From a mental perspective, he displayed a greater responsibility for the team and was presented with the number 10 jersey. In the 1998-1999 season, he began to gain recognition as a club symbol and as a leader. And on October the 31st, 1998, Totti became the official team captain and the youngest Serie A club captain ever at the age of 22. For his performances, he was named the Serie A Young Footballer of the Year for the 1998-1999 season. By the 2000 and 2001 campaign under the new coach, Roma were building a competitive team around Totti, who was by now being utilized as a creative attacking midfielder by Capello in the 3-4-1-2 formation due to his passing skills and playmaking ability. On December the 10th, Totti scored the match-winning goal in a 2-1 home win against Udinese with a powerful left-footed volley to help Roma to their fifth home win of the season. Due to his performances and leadership, Totti had established himself as a hero to the Roma fans, who were also able to identify with his background as a Roma native and lifelong supporter. Despite a disappointing 2004-2005 season, Totti maintained consistent form by scoring 15 goals. 2 months later, on December the 19th, he became Roma's all-time leading scorer in Serie A after netting his 107th career league goal against Parma. Roma's new coach for the 2005-2006 season, Luciano Spalletti, went with the 4-2-3-1 formation, deploying Totti in a newer, more offensive role as the long striker. In this new position, Totti continued to score frequently, managing 15 goals in 24 matches. In the spring of 2005, he renewed his contract until 2010 with an annual salary of 5.4 million euros. On February the 19th, in 2006, he suffered a fracture of his left fibula and ligament damage during a match against Empoli after being fouled by Richard Vanagli. Totti was at risk of missing the 2006 World Cup, but returned to the side on May 11th in 2006 as a substitute in Roma's 3-1 Coppa Italia final defeat in Turin. So, dear listeners, despite the time limitation, I need to stop. So if you want to listen more about Cody, don't forget to choose Highlights for next week. Bye bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Today's Your Man. I'm your friend Rachel. As 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics is to be held, I'm gonna talk about figure skating, which is also called artistic skating. Figure skating is a sport and activity in which individuals, duos, or groups perform a figure skate on ice. It was the first winter sport included in the Olympics in 1908.The four Olympic disciplines are men's singles, ladies' singles, pair skating, and ice dancing. The International Skating Union, ISU, regulates international figure skating judging and competitions. While people have been ice skating for centuries, figure skating in its current form originated in the mid-19th century.A treatise on skating by Englishman Robert Jones is the first known account of figure skating. Competitions were then held in the English style of skating, which was stiff and formal and bears little resemblance to modern figure skating. The blade has a groove on the bottom creating two distinct edges, inside and outside. In figure skating, the skater should glide on edge of the blade and not on both at the same time.Which is referred to as a flat edge. During a spin, skaters use the sweet spot of the blade, which is the roundest portion of the blade, just behind the peak and near the middle of the blade. Skates used in single and pair skating have a set of large, jagged teeth called toe picks on the front of the blade. Toe picks are mainly used in takeoff for jumps. Blades are about 3/16 inch thick.When wheeled from the side, the blade of a figure skate is not flat, but curved slightly, forming an arc of a circle with a radius of 180 to 220 centimeters. Ice dancing blades are an inch shorter in the ray and have smaller toe picks. There is significant variation in the dimensions of ice rinks. Olympic side rinks have dimensions of 30 meters by 60 meters. NHL-sized rinks are 26 meters by 61 meters, while European rinks are sometimes 30 meters by 64 meters. The International Skating Union prefers Olympic-sized rinks for figure skating competitions, particularly for major events. Olympic sports in figure skating comprise the following disciplines.Singles competition for men and women, wherein individual skaters perform jumps, spins, step sequences, spirals, and other elements in their programs. Pair skating teams consist of a woman and man. Pairs perform elements specific to the discipline, such as throw jumps, lifts, pair spins, dash spirals, and other elements such as side-by-side jumps and spins in unison. Ice dancing is a game for couples consisting of a woman and man skating together. Ice dance differs from pairs in focusing on intricate footwork performed in closed dance holds, in time with the music.The four disciplines of men's singles, ladies' singles, pair skating, and ice dancing also appeared as part of a team event for the first time at the 2014 Winter Olympics. In singles and pairs figure skating competition, competitors must perform two programs, the short program in which the skater must complete a list of elements consisting of jumps, spins, and steps.And free skates, also known as the long program, in which the skaters have slightly more choice of elements. Each element receives a score according to its base value and grade of execution, GOE, resulting in a combined technical element score, TES. At competitions, a technical specialist identifies each element.Elements may be assigned a level of difficulty, ranging from B to level 4, A panel of judges determines GOE, ranging from 3 to minus 3, based on how well the skater executes the elements. The ISU defines a 4 as loss of control, with the result that the majority of the skater's body weight is not on the blade but supported by hands, knees or buttocks. For competitive programs, figure skaters were once restricted to instrumental music, including vocal music that contained no lyrics or words. Skaters may use professional music editors so that the music meets requirements. Ice dancers are required to skate to music that have a definite rhythm. Singles and pure skaters more often skate to the melody and phrasing of their music. Skaters are generally free to select higher, with free restrictions. In competition, females may wear dress, typically with matching attached briefs, and since 2004, they may also choose trousers. Men must wear trousers. They are not allowed to wear ties. Numerous world-class players have also emerged from China, such as Shen Xue, Zhao Hongbo. They won the first Olympic gold medal for China in 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics. Well, friends, that is today's Your Man. We will introduce more sports for you in the future. Stay tuned.
Sports Chatterbox. This is Billy, a friend that I have been missing for a long time. About a whole summer, right? Okay, we're not going to introduce you a new guest for our studio. Is hey, say something to listeners.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kyrie. I'm your host. I'm ready to shine.
So, the new NBA season on the line to get started. Have you watched any of the preseason game, like? You know,
yeah, the Raptors play against Cavaliers.
So, did you check the score?
Yeah, Raptors won the game.
So, what do you think of the Cleveland Cavaliers this summer? Because, you know, they almost kept the whole roster after this long, long summer. They didn't miss anybody, but, you know, they just signed J.R. Smith in free agency. They signed LeBron James, of course, and they gave the contract to a guy that's almost retired, like Richard Jefferson. And, you know, Cleveland almost kept the whole roster in the whole summer. What do you think they would do in the new season?
As far as I'm concerned, to keep the original rosters is a very good choice for a championship team last year, so they did a great choice, especially a clever choice.
Yeah, that's right. And you heard of New York Knicks. They just got a new guy, that's Derrick Rose. Yeah, Derrick Rose. And they got Brandon Jennings, a rookie that who can score 55 points in a single game. And they got
Joakim Noah from Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
Rose's teammates.
Yeah, and they got a new head coach, not Derek Fisher anymore. They got Jeff Hornacek, which is the former head coach of the Phoenix Suns. What do you think they would do in their new season?
To tell you the truth, I think that they are going to play better than last season because, you know, last season the New York Knicks even didn't get into the playoffs. But I don't think they can do it this year because Derrick Rose used to hurt a lot, and Joakim Noah used to hurt a lot, and Anthony is already 32 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't think they will be a strong competitor in the new season. I think that Golden State Warriors, they did a very good trade this summer.
Yeah.
As we all know, they just signed Kevin Durant from their last season playoffs against their Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. And you just said that New York Knicks also doesn't have a chance to make the playoff this year, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that they have the slightest possibility that they're not going to play triangle offense? The Phil Jackson signed Jeff Hornacek. Does it mean that Phil Jackson don't believe in his triangle offense anymore? Or do you think that if some strategy change, that, you know, Derrick Rose could be fast, Brandon Jennings could be fast, and, you know, Joe Kanoma is strong at defense, and Carmelo Anthony is just a middle-range jump shot machine, and, you know, I think that New York Knicks maybe have some chance to make the playoffs. You know, East is always, like, a little bit weaker than the West, so I think that Knicks maybe have a chance. You know, saying about the East, there's some changes, like Dwayne Wade had moved into Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Hometown.
Yeah. Do you think that Patrick Riley did a really bad job in not signing Dwayne Wade?
Well, so first I need to say Phil Jackson, he is a good coach, but to try to choose the player he used to is the player like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, but I don't think Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony, they have reached that level. D-Wade is already a 34 years old player, so you can't say that now D-Wade is a good player, but he isn't great anymore. He can score 30 points more in a game in the playoff.
Yeah.
So I don't think he can help Chicago Bulls to make the playoffs or to get the champion.
But do you think that it's a little bit, sad and that Patrick Riley didn't sign Dwayne Wade after he had been playing for Miami Heat for 13 years and brought back 2 trophies?
It's hard to say, you know, this is all about business, so we don't know why they do this, but we do know that D-Wade loved Miami Heat because he has played there for at least 10 years. And let's look at the Chicago Bulls side. So besides D-Wade, they also signed Rondo this year. So actually, these 3 years, we have great expectation for him, but the first year in Dallas Mavericks, the second year in Kings, he didn't play well. So I don't think he can do a great job this year in Chicago Bulls. And don't you think that Jimmy Butler, Rajon Rondo, and D-Wade, they are in the same position?
Yeah, maybe a little. You know, Rondo is pretty good at
They are all guards, and especially Jimmy Butler and D-Wade, they are all shooting guards. And don't you think that's possible for D-Wade to be a bench player?
It's not gonna happen. But
so I don't know why he signed 3 guards at the same time.
Maybe they want Jim Butler to move to a small forward position.
Yeah.
Who knows? Let's focus on our Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
Golden State Warriors are really making some.
Like I just mentioned, they signed Kevin Durant this year.
Kevin Durant is really huge for Golden State Warriors because, you know, they just beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA playoffs. And just then, Kevin Durant joined the Golden State Warriors. And what do you think of Kevin Durant? His choice, you know. Maybe, you know, like Kobe Bryant, after he's beaten by San Antonio and Phoenix Suns.
He fought back.
Yeah, he fought back. He really fought back. That makes a great player. But, you know, Kevin Durant, he just, you know, I can't fight you, so I join you. I don't want any fighting. I just want to reign. I just want... Do you like the spirit?
I think it depends. Because, you know, the year when Kobe Bryant got a champion, at least, is 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Now is 2016. It is a new century in the NBA history. So a lot of people say KD isn't a man.
Yeah.
Because he just chose to be his enemy's friend.
Yes.
And he just left Westbrook there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't understand that. But I think KD did a right choice for himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people might ask that, will Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant have a good chemistry?
Yeah.
I think they do, because they always play in the same team that we cut, the USA basketball team. So I think it's gonna be a great team this year, and they will have strong ability to get the champion.
Yeah, but let's look at it more carefully. After they signed Kevin Durant with their, you know, 3 years,
a lot of money.
A lot of money. I forgot how much money it was. But, you know, let's look at it carefully at Golden State Warriors roster. They lost, you know, Andrew Bogut. That's a smart,
yeah,
big defender for Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, is a truth that they don't have a standard. So
yeah,
a lot of people said that they should sign DeAndre Jordan, but DeAndre Jordan played well in Los Angeles Clippers. So if a team have no standard, they are hard to get a champion. So I think this is the biggest problem of Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
So when they meet Cleveland Cavaliers again, Kevin Durant might be the same level as LeBron James, and Stephen Curry might get the same scores as Kyrie Irving, but they don't have a center.
Yeah, they don't have a center. They don't have someone to open up for him, you know, when they cannot, they are off-guarded from the three-point range. And, you know, Andrew Bogut last season, when Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson was shut it from the outside,
he can score.
He can use some pick and roll, and he just rolls into the bucket and score. But, you know, for this year, they have, like, somebody? Anybody? Yeah, JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee guy.
He isn't that level player.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard for Golden State Warriors to score in paint.
Yeah.
Especially in the 2 points area. So,
me personally, I think that Golden State Warriors is gonna enter the NBA playoffs, but they're not gonna do so well like they did last year.
I've heard some news before that they're going to sign a good standard before the deadline of trading this ended. They're going to sign a good standard. Because you see, in the East area, in the ATL, you know,
yeah,
the Hawks, they have Dwight Howard,
yeah,
and
Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap at the same time, two standards. So if one of them left, I think they will have a great chance
to join the
Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And that person might not be Dwight Howard, because they just signed Dwight Howard. How can they possibly just trade Howard to Golden State Warriors? So I think that guy might be Paul Millsap.
Yeah, if Golden State Warriors got Paul Millsap, they will definitely win the NBA championship. Nobody would do anything.
You know, there are four all-star players now in the first 10 of Golden State Warriors, so
it's really hard to beat.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin Durant just left the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
And, you know, Russell Westbrook chooses
to stay.
Made some contract extensions with the Oklahoma City Thunder. What do you think of the move? Like, is Russell Westbrook doing great? Or maybe he should just sign the Los Angeles Lakers. They're gonna have more possibilities.
I respect Westbrook because I think he is really a man. He chose to fight again.
Yeah.
Even though now there's only one star in his team, that's himself.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about the Western area of NBA. So, you know, our Chinese player Yi Jian Lin just joined the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right.
He did a strong dunk last week.
Yeah. Let's think that Yi will not gonna play so much time for the Lakers.
You know why a lot of You know, fans care about Los Angeles Lakers because Kobe Bryant just retired from this team last year. So he is a legend, and he will always be a legend.
Yeah.
Just like Michael Jordan, like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Like old famous players.
Yeah.
You know, now the leader of Los Angeles Lakers is...
What?
You don't know that guy?
Leader of the Los Angeles Lakers? It could be anyone.
Russia.
Russell?
Russell.
You know D'Angelo Russell's gonna be the leader? No, he's just 20 years old.
But
he's gonna be a
core. He had a good roster last year in the NBA pick.
Yeah. He just got the second pick. But, you know, the new guy...
Yeah,
that's who's does always the same move as Kevin Durant.
But I must say that Los Angeles Lakers is different from before, different from any year before. This is a new team,
a new
young team, and most players in this team are under 25.
Yeah,
so I think it's gonna be a energetic team, just like Timberwolves and 76ers. So I think these three teams might have a good grade in about 6 years.
Yeah, I think that Los Angeles Lakers is like a path, a Oklahoma City Thunder in the past. You know, when Kevin Durant is young, you know, they have the same guy that's Brandon Ingram, who is young, and they have D'Angelo Russell, who is young, and you know, they have Russell Westbrook, who's young, and they got the number six guys, like, you know, James Harden.
And here I think we should focus on two things. The first one is Los Angeles Lakers, the second one is Boston Celtics, because these two teams used to be, you know, the leader team of the league.
Yeah.
And now they didn't get a good rank in 3 years.
But I think that Boston is doing pretty great.
Yeah.
They just complete their rebuild.
Yeah, last
and
year.
They're
going to do better this year.
Number three in the East. And they got Al Horford in the summer.
Yeah.
So I think, me personally think that Boston Celtics will do a pretty greater job than what they did last year.
You can't say that they're going to be like before. You know, they used to have Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Rondo, and Ray Allen, but they are strong now.
Yeah, but they're still in the process of rebuilding. Maybe just complete like 95%, but they are not complete 100. So I think that they will have a time to rise.
Yeah, if we look at the whole NBA, I think this year the strongest competitors of the champions are still Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think it's going to be the third year for these two teams to make the final.
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls, New York Knicks, and some other teams might be strong competitors in the league. They might get good rank, but they can get a champion.
Yeah.
And if you ask me that, which team of Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers will get a champion, even though I'm a big fan of Kyrie Irving, you know, but I really think that Golden State Warriors are going to make it.
Yeah, let's expect.
Last year, they lost just because Bogut is hurt.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that this year that Barnes just went to Mavericks.
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Barnes.
Yeah. Jump high, run fast.
Yeah, but always, hardly
make
any
shots.
But I
don't think he is a standard player. He is just a role player, I think.
Yeah, he's just a role player. And I think that Harrison Barnes do not deserve a 4-year $9,400 million contract.
Yeah, and now it's still in the precision section now of the new season, so I think it's good for us to wait and see what's going to happen
let's
in the next several months. And I think when it goes to next year, in June or July, yeah, we're going to sit here again and we'll find who's going to win the championship.
Okay, that's all everybody, that's all for today's Sports Chatterbox. This is Billy.
And this is Kyrie, and I'm the new host, and this is my first time broadcasting here, so I'm a little bit shy, so if there are mistakes in our broadcast, just take it easy.
Okay, thank you everybody. That's all for broadcasting.
See you next time.
See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Don't need too many hands. I need all of you. You ain't never been around. Call me Tupac.
Cast. Producer.
Yvette, 李一飞.
Broadcaster.
Yvonne, 刘思月.
Billy, 刘浩鹏.
Journalist.
Manny, 张端信
Rachel, 荣苑廷
Letty, 雷婷
Ada, 徐阳
Ines, 唐一舟
Steve, 赵月央
Kyrie, 于浩明
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。